popular speaker and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Shall not be in friend. Shall not be in friend. Shall not be in friend.
Shall not be in friend. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Here on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let me check the technical issue, though. Have I got a lot of air behind my voice, Magnum? You'll know what I'm talking about. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol you're going to set up on your computer. But it's going to come to your mobile phone via text. It's not for smartphones only. It works with them all. With this, you can plan out everything you got going on during the day. But what Civil Dispatch does unbidden, based on your locale, is they're going to tell you about the things you can't imagine, that you can't possibly believe is going to happen. Terrorist attack, freak snowstorm from the polar vortex, earthquake, tornado, flash flood, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With 4 built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Did I get rid of all the air, Magnum? If I did, it's quite by accident. Yeah, the hiss. Oh, okay. I didn't get rid of it. Just sounds better on my end. Okay, that's fine. I have noticed in the last couple of days that some of these anti-gunners are not even putting up the pretense anymore of wanting to have a civil discussion. I saw this guy. A lot of listeners sent me this. I guess he's in Rhode Island. This legislator in Rhode Island. Somebody walks up to him and says, some reporter walks up to him and says, "Hey, what about this part in the Second Amendment where it shall not be infringed?" And he basically gave him a very crude invitation to go procreate by himself. And I don't really, you know. And then of course, this legislator was quite diminutive in stature. The little big man thing always fascinates me because they are the feistiest. But he has his little his little buddy there who wants to stick in there and say the same thing. That's fine. Now, going back over to real time, you know, Bill Maher's show, which I'm sure is watched by dozens. And I wish they would actually pan out into the audience so I could see if there's actually an audience. Because, you know, I don't know. But he had representative from Minnesota, Keith Ellison, on the show. And Ellison starts out by listing off a number of common sense ways to reduce gun violence, which is very typical of anti-gun advocates. He also stated, "I don't think you have got to eliminate ownership of all guns in order to get some common sense rules." And he did mention the 30-round clip, of course. Maher, who has said, "I have 2 guns and nobody's getting my guns," nonetheless pointed out his solutions wouldn't get anywhere, called common sense gun safety the derogatory term for things that you find out there in cow pastures. And that's why Democrats won't simply come out against the Second Amendment, which Ellison responded to by saying, I wish they would, right after claiming he didn't want to actually eliminate all ownership of guns in order to get some common sense gun rules. Now, what am I to take away from that little exchange where Marr has said, I own guns? And at the same time, he owns guns, while thinking the Second Amendment should go away. So he owns them, he's not going to give them up, but he thinks the Second Amendment should go away. Now, how does that play? What does that mean? And we've got these two politicians, one that, you know, basically tells somebody sticking a mic in his face to go have sex with himself, and the other one to, another one saying, at first, you know, he's trying to tout the official talking point, but then he gets out and says, ah, yeah, you're right, I wish they'd just repeal it. And what are we, well, you know, first of all, there's your elitist there for you. I'm sure Bill Maher thinks he is one of the anointed ones. You know, after all, he did have a character part in DC Cab. That's what made him. And Keith Ellison, who apparently gets most of his publicity by being anti-American all over the place, that helped him out a little bit too. Don't kid yourselves. Don't kid yourselves. I'm glad they found the Malaysian jet. I'm sorry all the people died, but now all that speculation can be put aside, and now we can concentrate on something that matters. You understand, of course, the Malaysian jet missing, which was a tragedy. Do not kid yourself about it. But it was no more important to what's going on in the United States than Phil Robertson being fired from Duck Dynasty. You get that right, don't you? Don't you? Because what is the common denominator in all of that? Who drove those stories? Was it the media? Why, yes, it was the media. I don't, you know. I see this all the time. I see a lot of people that worry about a lot of things, a lot of details. Details don't matter. Believe me, they don't matter. What they're going to try to do, what they are trying to do, is they're trying to turn this into, you know, Murthy and all of these anti-gun doctors. They want to turn this into a health thing, a health matter, a health issue. The other day, somebody came out with an article that said guns are used 20,000 times a year to commit suicide, so this makes it a health issue. And they showed the amount of times that guns are used defensively where they actually pull the trigger versus the amount of times people actually kill themselves, which is minuscule. It's 5% of the time when they're introduced. Now, it doesn't show the 95% where they're actually used in self-defense successfully, because the 3 million times that that happens would dwarf the amount of suicides that happen in the United States. So once again, they're playing with the data. They want your guns. They want my guns. And they want them because they want to further their agenda. And they're going to come out and they're going to continue to try to make it seem like we're not intellectual or we're not reasoned or that we're backwater, knuckle-drugging, dragging, you know, idiots that just cling to the Bibles and the guns. Please don't fall for that. Please don't fall for that. That's what's on TV. If you're watching TV, that's what you're going to be assailed with. You want to know what I've been watching on TV lately? I've been watching a bunch of Disney productions. So when my granddaughter gets old enough to come sit in my lap and we can watch movies together, that's what we're going to do. Haven't watched news, couldn't tell you what's going on the news. I'm just concentrating on the family. Don't give sway to the media. The media are firm, for whatever reason, they are firmly in the pockets of the liberal side of the equation, whichever, and however you want to characterize it, the tyrannists, the elitists, the liberals, whatever you want to call them, that's fine. They're in their pocket. Just take that as a matter of fact and just move on. If it's snowing outside and the weather forecaster is saying, calling for snow, then you can believe him. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. I saw where they're trying a new tact on addressing the fear-mongering gun advocates, pro-gun advocates. And they're trying to attack it from a... Most of the time it goes hysterical. They just launch into a fit. But now they're going to try to make out where anything that you say against reason, common sense, is just ignorance. Let me give you an example. And they're calling this their pragmatic way of approaching pro-gun advocates. And of course, it's written it's written by some unknown person. The example they point out is they could pass a gun control law a day from now throughout eternity, and it would not prevent another mass shooting. Yet their solution to a problem they cannot fix is to attack law-abiding citizens and punish them for crimes committed by others, which is exactly the way it is. But their retort to this is that this argument ignorantly presumes that regulation of any kind is necessarily a form of punishment, when in fact such restrictions are simply the transaction cost of living in a society. Furthermore, it presumes without evidence that any regulation will fail because it won't be allowed by the very people for whom the law was designed. Their perspectives are not only naive, but dangerous. Well, yes, they have been tried. They've been tried throughout history. And whenever they've tried to regulate them, that always leads to confiscation somehow or another, and then that leads to genocide. So please do not insult anybody's intelligence by thinking, well, it had been tried here. And they break it down. They break it down to into components. Restrictions versus punishment. A punishment is a specific cost applied to an individual as retribution for an offense. Restriction is a limiting condition designed to prevent future harm. From what? If you have a law-abiding citizen that is walking around with a howitzer and they do nothing with it other than just have it, how is restricting them from having said howitzer going to make a lick of difference as far as with crime? Criminals don't care. Having a criminal come out and do one action and being able to lay 27 charges on him just because of the details you've layered over, the overlying detail of armed robbery, maybe homicide, maybe aggravated assault added to it. Everything else you add to it, commission of a crime with a gun, commission of crime with a gun by a felon, commission of a crime with a gun by a felon on a Friday. All that other stuff is not going to do anything else. It's not going to add anything to it. It's not a deterrent. Now, if he walks in on our aforementioned citizen with a howitzer and discovers that he has a howitzer, that's going to make a difference in crime. So restrictions Well, they move on from that because they realize that's going to be added up to it. Now we come to restricting activity that isn't inherently harmful. But, you know, of course, we understand now that gun control is simply a restriction and not a punishment. Now they know they have to address the claim that such restrictions are draconian and unethical because they punish activity before it happens. And they point some things out from gun controllers. Gun ownership by itself is not harmful. That is a peaceful action that by itself does not create victims. The many different guns I own, including my AR-15, have never harmed anyone. That goes for the vast majority of guns in America and the vast majority of owners. So they're saying, this is their words, essentially, we should not have laws that criminalize an activity that is only potentially harmful. They don't think this argument holds water. And here they go. They're bringing everything into the argument here. Consider banking and securities regulation that forces banks to undertake costly auditing and filing procedures. Though such regulations impinge on the freedom of banks, they are not a punishment because regulators don't believe the banks have done anything wrong. They just want to minimize the risk of bad actors behaving poorly. Consider stop signs or texting while driving laws. Do these laws punish individuals for the bad behavior of the few? No. Notice, however, that once they get away from the gun part of it, they're just throwing a bunch of non sequiturs in there. Here's the thing about guns, okay? In case you haven't figured that out, guns were not designed for three-gun competitions or to hunt elk. Okay? Now, they do that, which is a great, great bonus that goes along with them. But they were designed to defend, which means they fire a projectile out of the barrel, which all the military and civilian variants have in common, and they are designed to stop a person from hurting you, whether that person is somebody trying to break into your house or the government. That's what they're designed to do. Unlike texting while driving or the banks and the securities, the difference between those things and a gun is that a gun is a tool. All these other things are enterprises. Now they come to the part where they say, but criminals don't obey the law. What they're doing is they're trying to debunk all the arguments coming up on this. In this thing, in this reason argument they're coming up with. Now they go the drunk driving route. After all, I rarely hear people argue that drunk driving laws punish law-abiding citizens who can responsibly drink and drive. When did that happen? Yes, officer, I have been drinking, but I did so responsibly. My weaving is less pronounced, don't you think? And they point out, and I don't... okay, this is their words. Just because a criminal doesn't follow one law doesn't mean he won't follow any laws. If that were the case, it would be impossible to regulate criminal activity ever, and progress could only be made in society by warehousing criminals indefinitely, with apparently no legal basis to do so, because we wouldn't have laws on the books in the first place since criminals don't follow them. Okay. And they ask a question, will all bad guys be deterred by gun control regulation? No. Will some bad guys be effectively persuaded to abandon guns because of the legal costs associated with using a gun in the commission of a crime? Yes. It is quite obvious to me that whoever wrote this should be on medication. But they push on without trying. They don't get out there and point to a study that shows this. They go on with, given this fact, what reason do gun advocates have for believing that laws which improve overall societal well-being are a form of punishment? We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. I'm gonna die before I'm home. Don't try to save me.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Warsport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. Warsport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S., for the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever. Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
Welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. We're talking about this pragmatic counter-argument that's being put up against pro-gun advocates who are out there saying that gun law is a punishment. And they're just putting their facts forward. Okay, they're putting their positions forward. And just whoever's reading this, they end with, now we know that's a fact. So then moving on. So now we've moved on, and now we're targeting the non-criminal people. First of all, let's go to suicide. We know that is it is not an inevitable outcome. The laws mandating safe storage practices and waiting periods can decrease the suicide rate. There is little overlap between people who commit suicide and people who violently commit crimes. So who exactly is getting punished by laws targeting non-criminals designed to prevent suicides and save lives? Suicide is an outcome for people that cannot cope with things, that turn to this. There was some 22-year-old female just the other day. I read about her today. I think her boyfriend died. She telegraphed this on Facebook and with friends and everything, and she went to a Massachusetts gun range, rented a gun, and shot herself. Guess what? Safe storage would not have helped her there. Wouldn't have helped her a lick. That happens more often here lately. Suicide in a gun range. It's cheaper to rent one when you only need it for one, right? You only need it one time. You only need one bullet. Why buy one when you can rent one? Safe storage won't touch that. Suicidal people are going to try very hard to commit suicide, no matter what tool is going to be that they use. But they move on because, you know, these are designed, these mandated safe storage laws are saving lives as we speak. Now we go to unintentional shootings and self-injuries, the bulk of which are caused by people who are not substantially different from us. Whoever us, are us the more enlightened, more evolved people that just haven't, because we don't own guns, so we can't have this happen to us. They ask the question, what possible reason could be there for resisting attempts to minimize accidental death? Well, if you look at the pie graph, you mental midget, you would find out that accidental shootings are on the way down, have been going on the way down, and in fact comes in last. If you want to talk about ending unnatural loss of life prior to natural death when you're in your 70s or 80s, well, what's the first thing we need to do? Let's stop smoking and drinking. Two, let's stop going to doctors. Three, let's stop riding around in cars. There'll be a whole heap of people left over after that. Everything else pales in comparison. But you know what? They're not. The thing about this is they're trying to stand over a group of people who have asked this question, and they're trying to tell them like they alone know. They continue, after all, drivers involved in motor vehicle accidents are more likely to have a criminal record than regular citizens. When did that come out? Where have I been missing this statistic? But that doesn't stop public health professionals from designing safer roads, advocating seat belts and airbags, and so on, in order to dramatically reduce motor vehicle injuries. So if you are involved in a motor vehicle accident, you most likely have a criminal record, according to this nameless coward. Now we're into the part of building our better selves. Could you argue that seatbelt laws punish law-abiding citizens who drive their cars safely? You could, but my question for you is how far down the rabbit hole are you willing to go? Okay, do you want to know the best reason to have a seatbelt on? You may be the best driver on the planet, but you're surrounded by other cars. They might hit you. That's why you wear a seatbelt. There you go. Pretty simple. They don't answer that question. They go into their own. Do laws which prevent the carrying of a firearm on an airplane punish law-abiding citizens who want to defend their family against terrorism? Do discharge ordinances that prevent people from recreationally shooting their gun in the air punish people who are just trying to emulate their hero, my hero too, because I'm one of these mindless Neanderthal gun owners, and they cite Yosemite Sam of Looney Tunes fame. At what point does it become okay to acknowledge that not everyone in society is so fantastic at making the right decisions as you are? That it might be better for the sake of society to regulate potentially dangerous activity to save everyone from people with poor discretion. You know, every time that I feel like I've won something, I just want to take, and I can pick because I got more than one, take one of my handguns and just shoot them up in the air and believe like I have a really long mustache and it's blowing as I scream and I'm wearing a hat that's five times the size of my body. Now, they postulate here, perhaps your response to suicide and accident statistics is something along the lines of, why should I be punished because someone else wants to commit suicide? Or why should I be punished because of someone's inability to parent? This visceral, hateful response is something that I, the writer, fail to appreciate. I cannot relate with nor identify with the values of someone who believes they have exactly zero obligation to their neighbor. I simply don't think you deserve to belong in a community you believe you have no responsibilities to. To be clear, laws that are building our better selves into the social institutions that govern behavior, that's what they're about. We know that there are far too many unintentional deaths from gun use, perfectly avoidable suicides that could have been prevented through waiting periods, criminal theft of firearms that could have been prevented with lockbox requirements, and so on. Lockbox requirements. Did you know that most of the gun safes out there, and I probably will never have a gun safe sponsor when I say this, most of the gun safes out there that are under the price point of, say, $1,000, I can break into with a crowbar. Did you know that? And I mean, these are big 500-pound affairs. A real gun safe is going to cost, a real gun safe that's going to resist fire and going to resist theft is going to, it's not going to have a thick door. It's going to have a very thin, compact, hard door that is not going to bend. These thicker doors that have the multiple bars locking into it and everything, those are hollow. That's not solid. Those are hollow. So, and these things where you buy a gun safe and it weighs 200 pounds, that can be carried away and then they can break into it at their leisure. They finish by saying, we need to invest reasonable restrictions to minimize the impact of accidents. This is not punishment. This is pragmatism. And I do have this guy's name. His name is Evan DeFilippis. He graduated from the University of Oklahoma with a triple degree in economics, political science, and psychology. He wrote for the university's opinion page and received an outstanding contributor award twice for his publications on student apathy. And he also thinks that there is no good argument to gun control. That we simply have to give in to it. That we, if we don't, we're totally deluded and everything else. Dr. DeFilippis, with triple degrees in economics and political science and psychology, you probably have spent three quarters of the life that you have occupied on this planet in school. You have fallen for the theory of academia. You may be too smart for your own good. And some of your positions are ridiculous. I just wanted to have fun with that. I didn't realize that I had his name, though. I wish I would have been giving him credit for all of his stupidity all the way through that. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk about why we use expandable ammunition. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
Welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming from the desk of Mossad Ayoub. Now, this is a guy who has spent the majority of his lifetime investigating shootings and breaking them down into all kinds of micro components that we need to study. A lot of shootings that he has investigated have occurred at banks and courthouses. And for some reason, architects who build buildings in cities have this obsession with polished marble. And this is a very hardy substance when it comes to causing a ricochet. A ricochet is the most dangerous byproduct of a shooting that we can possibly imagine, simply because bouncing bullets follow unpredictable paths. These can occur with a heavy bone. That can also knock it off the intended path. But in his studies, he's found that shootings, he's found multiple cases of bullets glancing off of sloping foreheads, U-shaped human mandibles, etc. If the good guy's bullet ricochets away from its intended trajectory, it can continue onward with enough residual velocity to kill the next innocent person it meets, which is, of course, unacceptable. Now, the more humane round-nosed, full metal jacketed, non-expanded bullet is much more likely to do so, as it's like it was designed to ricochet. Expanding rounds, or hollow points, if you will, by contrast, they have a nose that is literally shaped like a cookie cutter, much more likely to bite into the hard surface it strikes and either bury itself there or shatter into small, less harmful fragments, or tumble and quickly decelerate, decreasing its power to cause injury. The NYPD, this very storied NYPD, was one of the last police departments. I don't see you there. One of the last police departments to drop ball ammo for hollow points. And they go back to the Empire State Building, which two street cops engaged a man who pointed a .45 at them after just murdering a man. They quickly dropped him, but the department took a lot of heat because some 9 bystanders were injured by their gunfire. None of the injuries were life-threatening. The then NYPD Commissioner Ray Kelly initially reported that all the bystanders were hit by fragments. Later reports and lawsuits indicated 2 or 3 of the bystanders may have been hit by whole rounds. At least 2 of these projectiles were recovered from a limb or a buttock at the treating hospital. Exact details on this have never been made public. The officers were issued Speer Gold Dot 124 grain plus P9mm hollow points, which will penetrate a foot or more in solid muscle tissue, simulating ballistic gel. If they stopped in a glute or a leg, they were obviously slowed down by something before they hit, something like the concrete planters outside the Empire State Building, which were behind the killer from the officer's angle of fire. Had they been using full metal jacket rounds, more deeply penetrating wounds and more serious or even fatal injuries would have resulted from these ricochets. The beauty of a hollow point round, depending on how it's designed, is that when it hits soft tissue, it begins to flatten out. Sometimes they fragment. If somehow this round exits the target and continues on, you're going to have it fragment as it goes through, and the mass is going to be minimal that may be continuing on, but it's really going to be slowed down. Whereas a through-and-through shot with just a full metal jacket, solid round, can still be tearing along quite well if it just goes through and through. But that's a reason why we should be using hollow point rounds. Have you noticed, as I have, this rash here lately of police officers shooting dogs? Have you noticed that? And I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but apart from the dogs having teeth that are pointed, they're really outmanned by human man, aren't they? I mean, I had a magnificent big bone German Shepherd. She was beautiful. She passed away recently, right around Christmas time. It was heartbreaking. And when I would be around her, you know, I would assess her. She weighed about maybe 100 pounds. And she was fierce and she was quick. But she weighed about 100 pounds. You know? I mean, if you think about it, a dog attacking a man besides biting somebody, they're really sort of, aren't they sort of so one-sidedly outmanned that it's pathetic? And here recently, I've just been reading about police officers shooting dogs. Now, why are they afraid of dogs? Are they afraid of animals? There are some animals that, you know, to be sure, out there in the wild that will come up on you and think, dinner. But there are all degree of animals that will attack you. Moose will attack you. They don't bite. They'll just stomp you to death. So, all of you urban survivalists out there, and all of you police officers too, don't be afraid of animals. They are out there. Learn to live with them. Learn to avoid them if you can. If a dog runs up on you, you'll know if it's happy just to see another human, or if it's going to be vicious. And if it's vicious and you back away and you show it fear, well, yes, it's going to come for you. That's being afraid of a dog to me. I mean, unless it's a Caucasian Shepherd. Have you ever seen a Caucasian Shepherd? These things weigh, you know, they can get up to 250 pounds. Now, okay, those guys I see being something to fear. I've just been wondering about that lately. How quick a police officer will go to a gun. At least in all the videotaped things I've seen. Never seen one say, "Hey, come here, fella." "Yeah, that's a good dog. Boy, he's beautiful. Hey, you're under arrest." I'm just not seeing that anymore. This is just me wondering out loud, by the way. But if you're a police officer, or you're an urban survivalist, when you make your way out of the city, guess what? There are aminals out there. There are aminals out there, and if you shoot them in a bad situation, where maybe something's hit the fan, guess what? Real easy to triangulate that sound. So if you want to be out there, taking things on, well, then I suggest you learn how to get along and figure out what is and what is not a threat. When we get back, now I'm going to talk about a gun that is the ultimate dangerous game rifle. Simply because for the gun grabbers, this is a gun they could never, ever, although I'm sure they will, but this is not a gun you would ever say, well, this is something we should ban because it's used by criminals all the time. Just to give you a hint, this is a Blazer R8 Professional with a synthetic stock. If you want to look that up real quick, if you have the time, Blazer R8 Professional. Not exactly something you see in everybody's gun rack. We'll be right back going into the next hour on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.